This is Wade Brathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on the increasing and persistent gap between black and white home ownership. The widening gap between black and white home ownership didn't happen by accident. There's abundant evidence and little debate that the gap was a result of historic discrimination enforced by federal policy, state laws, and local ordinances. Even as ownership rates increased for minority homeowners over a 40-year period, thanks to persistent work, legal action, and regulation of bank lending discrimination, the banking and real estate industry's speculative bubble wiped out almost all of these gains through foreclosures and the credit desert that emerged after 2008. Meanwhile, the gaps in black and white home ownership are huge, and little to nothing is being done to make up the distance. A recently released report by the Urban Institute, hardly a liberal bastion as a think tank of developers and real estate interests, looks at the racial divide in the 100 largest cities in the United States. Few cities could claim any bragging rights other than being the best of a bad bunch. The report's authors were clear that the South and West were better than the North and Midwest, but mostly this was a race to the bottom. The smallest gaps were in Killeen, Texas at 14.5%, Fayetteville, North Carolina at 17.4%, Charleston, South Carolina at 18.1%, Austin, Texas, the largest city in the best five at 21.5%, and Augusta, Georgia at 21.7%. The Hall of Shame was led by Minneapolis with an outrageous 50% gap. Albany, New York, another state capital, had a 48.8% gap, followed closely by Buffalo, New York, with a 44.5% gap. Salisbury, Maryland, on the Eastern Shore, with a 43.2% gap, and Bridgeport, Connecticut, where Acorn once ran one of our most productive housing counseling programs, with a 42.3% gap now. Looking at large metropolitan areas with the largest number of black families doesn't make the picture any better. New York City, 34.6%. Chicago, 35%. Atlanta, 29.6%. Philadelphia, 26.3%. And Washington, D.C., 23%. Looking at cities where the Acorn Home Savers campaign has been organizing, is sobering as well. Pittsburgh, 41.6%. Youngstown, 41.8%. Cleveland, 38.3%. Detroit, 37.9%. Little Rock, 33.5%. And Memphis, 31.8%, along with Atlanta, just below 30%. Where we have union offices, Dallas is at 31.9%, Houston 29.9%, New Orleans 27.2%, Baton Rouge 30.1%, and Shreveport 31.2%. It feels no better to know that Milwaukee is 40.7%, St. Louis 35.1%, Charlotte at 32.9%, Boston 32.4%, Phoenix 40.6%, and Tampa St. Pete at 32.5%. The report says Western cities are better, but Los Angeles is the best with a 23.4% gap, San Francisco 34.4%, and Seattle 37.2%. You won't drive into any city and find a sign celebrating this gap. Whether blue or red, the gaps are significant everywhere, and there are barriers to equality and obstacles to a flourishing democracy. Did the 2008 financial crisis make a difference? Heck yes. The Urban League report says the following, noting that Atlanta has seen declining home ownership among black households with a 6% drop since 2005 and a rate that now stands at 44.8%, down nearly 10% from the 2007 peak. Atlanta previously saw significant gains in black home ownership, reaching almost 55% in 2008. But the region was hard hit during the 2008 housing crisis, and market dynamics have made it difficult for black households to regain a foothold as owners. The New York Times, in an editorial, mentions it all. This has also opened the door for predatory land contracts to surge, which is what the Acorn Home Savers campaign is all about. But noticing the obvious, is not a program. Sadly, the current administration and little of anyone else in government, real estate, or banking has much to offer as a solution to discrimination this profound and persistent. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.